Should I probably rub this off before we get done for libel then? Because I think we may. I mean, as the stream lawyer, I'm worried about our
Goodwin could be
repercussions.
Anybody. It doesn't have to be any particular Goodwin.
Yeah, it's my mate Tim Goodwin, works down the calf in Wolston Green. Yeah.
What if we put Goodman did it? Saul Goodman did 9/11.
Saul Goodman, the Israeli politician. Yeah. Oh, we're live. Oh, shit. I wasn't warned.
Heblo, 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 everyone.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Pull that up.
More shit up, Jamie.
Pull that up.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one that made me a Stalker monster. I've never even played Stalker.
Oh, sorry. I've been muted this whole time.
Probably
on the stream. it's the Boomercast. Sorry. Yes. Hello and welcome to the Overcast. I have been muted this whole time and you've been hearing people respond to me, which is fine. We are live, guys. Yes. That would have been quite funny for the audience, to be fair. Cold open with missing character. I'm afraid this is the Boomercast, but luckily I realized it's because I don't want to have the OBS on screen too much. But say hello properly, everybody. That was technically the pre-show. Because it wouldn't be Lads Night if it wasn't fucking messy, would it?
No.
I might need to get myself a drink already.
Oh, right, okay. I'm afraid there was only a boomer moment, but only a moment. So, it was but a moment of boomer.
Oh, how's everybody doing? We should probably introduce that we have, we have a very strange sounding and looking woman in chat.
It's, how dare you refer to hat as a hat's not a woman.
Oh, right, that's what you would do. Oh. I'm like, well, because I'm in the female guest replacement slot. Is that it?
We are unfortunately.
You're
well,
the closest thing that we could find.
Well, I'm not quite sure. Well, we are foidless. I'll not say whether it's unfortunate or not, but we are foidless.
It's not been a terribly good day for me because just minutes before I came here, I checked the first comment on my live stream and someone said, "How nice to listen to these two old queens while I pot around the house." And I said, "Fuck you, calling queen in my own fucking comment section, you prick." Anyway,
the problem is to Zoomers, anyone to Zoomers who like talks proper is like gay. You don't look like you're from fucking Islington.
Well, to me, every Zoomer is an Untermenschen, so it's not. It kind of balances out.
But you are
wow,
a Zoomer.
Wow.
But you,
I'm fired out already.
I'm a Zoomer. I'm a Zoomer by technicality, but I'm spiritually. I was born in about, I think, 1792. Genics. So yeah.
Okay. Oh,
trans
hey, Spoon.
For
okay.
Right.
See, I may have only just turned 30 the other day, but I'm desperately trying to cling on to Zoomerhood because I don't want to be anything else of the recent generation.
In case anyone has wandered out of a coma somewhere, tell you what, starting Harry, introduce yourself and tell people where they can find you in case people have woken up from like a 9-year coma and are suddenly interested in what Sargon's up to now.
only all of a sudden.
Did you give ever win?
What's going on with that? Did they ever close that game again?
Oh, they ever close that game? Oh no, wait! I can play sound effects. I've got so many sound effects I can play.
I've got the Gamergate one. Here it is.
No, yeah. Sargon, you have to close the game again.
This is going to be like proper early 2000s shop
excellent
radio, isn't it?
Yes, it will.
Anybody else
I think I promised draft someone that I had to play this as well.
Oh, I think that's a lovely
death
sound effect.
It's the
that's
Yoda death. Right, right. Well, I'll do everyone a favor, and what I'll do is I'll put the drawing board on screen. There we go.
Oh, no. Don't, no, hang on. Wait, no, don't do it yet.
Well, the Goodwin did do no.
Okay.
All right. Go on. You can do it now.
We've been on air, Hat, for 6 minutes, Hat.
No, there we go.
People get to see my lovely cobbled together lower third. Like, you know.
We get to see you from the thighs down?
Tell you what, you guys can actually show you guys the stream if I turn on my camera. That's the Crime Watch camera. Don't look at that one.
This handsome chappy?
How do I change what my fucking camera is on this?
It's MRE Steve.
Luckily, hello, nobody Steve. On the stream Steve. Could see that. No, I'll go to OBS virtual camera, and suddenly you guys can see the stream. Is that flipped for you guys?
Why is there a giant bell end behind us?
Because it's on the drawing board. Go to the drawing board. Idiot. What do you think that link was? Collaborative online whiteboard? What could that link be in the stream chat? What could that be, Spoon? What could it be now?
Sorry. It's clearly labeled you versus him. This is the guy that she tells you not to worry about.
Oh, God, no. How do you change the... I guess that's how you change it. I'm just going to draw like a happy face. You see, we're all... No, I guess that's the margins here. I'm just going to scribble. There you go. That's my contribution. I'm scribbling. I'm just
Bear in
write.
Mind, this is a group of people that sells themselves as a higher tier political content.
Yeah, but this is like...
For yourself.
This is my political commentary. I keep underlining it, but this is my review of British politics. It's absolute wank.
I mean, I'm happy to do something like this. I just spent 6 hours talking about Roman Polanski, so I need a break. it's been a bit much.
This is what we're doing at the pub. They've left us alone with the pub whiteboard. We're all a bit half cut, and the landlord is going to come back and shout at us at any moment. So you better enjoy it, guys.
Should we go through the what's everyone drinking?
I'm currently drinking water, but I was previously drinking Morehouses. Witch Hunt.
Very nice.
Like a Morehouse.
I've had about 4 pints of
coffee.
Coffee?
Just coffee. Currently, but I think I might take a quick break in a moment so that I can go get myself a Jameson.
I'll go and make everyone very jealous again in that all these pints of ale that I had this evening were £2. £2 a pint? Flat. £2 flat.
You son of a bitch.
And it's like 5%.
You've experienced pint prices where I am, so that's
pints,
I'm very
pints,
jealous.
Pints. I like it. The thumbnail, there's like loads of Theakstons. It's like spot the Theakstons. There's Theakstons all around.
Well, of course.
Because it's lads night.
We must have Theakstons.
Yes. We can get anything up here. I've got BBC Pigeon up. Why Cambridge youngest black professor resign? They him done conclude said the only way to bring this chapter to an end
is that a real
not
face?
A step down. Not a step down. Sorry, I'm probably shouting because my headphones are both in. I'm going to stop shouting now.
Why does he look like a male lesbian?
By the compressing my mic. There we go. I'll talk in my radio voice. It's because he's like a weird like psycho. He's like a fantasist who convinced people because all the middle class people he came across thought he was some kind of magical Negro. They were able to be charmed by him. They wanted him to be their totem. So they let him become the youngest black professor.
Kenny Bednock tried to be a man yet strangely looked more feminine at the same time.
They come after series of media reports where question some in achievements plus accuse of plagiarism for in PhD thesis. Thank you, BBC Pigeon. I believe
what I've never understood about BBC Pigeon is
Harvard
there
all over again.
There are many people from the
why
you know,
resign?
Blacker parts of the former empire that speak that way, but they don't write that way. Like the ones that are literate, they do write like regular English, as roughly. They don't actually put like way and d if they were like writing something like. How can you have a written pigeon? That's what I don't understand.
I ask why does pigeon get its own special carve out?
Yeah, why did carve out 4D pigeon?
Who's the special interest lobbying group behind BBC Pigeon?
Who are they?
I imagine the reason why they write it that way is because they want you to speak it that way.
Possibly.
Otherwise, you just speak normal English.
Could it just be that
that's the only reason I could think of
has been an extended joke this whole time?
Some
BBC exec made a bet and lost, and this was his punishment.
But how do you get a job? So is there a qualification where you like learn pidgin, like how you learn Spanish or something? Is it
I bet there's official pigeon degrees out there. Must be. There must be for the paperwork.
Do some research.
Yeah.
I'll have a look in a sec. I'm just doing some. You guys have. Tell me what. Send me a link in the chat if you find it. Have a look if you can find a pigeon degree. Because
could it be the BBC pigeon was the punishment for the one BBC executive unwilling to molest children?
Possibly. They put him in the pigeon mines. Yeah. Let's see.
So apparently there are no official courses, but it's just that if you talk like a fucking drug dealer, then they give you the job, I think.
I guess you can do Creole studies. Pigeon and Creole studies. Who's got a racket in this shit then?
God, how much money is going into this?
Language and Asylum Research, University of Ethic.
I bet I could get in here. Oh my. I could get a good gig with this.
African Creolistics.
Creolistics.
That sounds unrealistic. That sounds unrealistic to me.
It's a perfectly cromulent word.
Creolistics is a perfectly cromulent word.
John Victor Singler.
Ugh. You see, I'm tempted to break into that 18-year that you got us, but Evelyn would actually kill me.
It's special.
Why is the University of Cape Town written there?
No. We've not opened it at all yet. It's we've become like those people. Oh, that's the good whiskey. We'll never drink that.
Yeah, it's got to be the because also it's where I put my tracking chip. So you need to, if you open it,
your newest tight-fisted Northerners would never drink the 18-year whiskey.
Yeah. Hey, can I leave my suitcase at your house? Don't open it, by the way. Remember that?
Who was that again for the
Was it Adam Stitch or
no?
It was
Joel Davis.
Joel Davis. Yeah,
it was
Joel. Spike.
You know what? You can say that. You can make that accusation for legal reasons. No. I'm wearing my serious hat, so this must be a serious podcast about serious things.
What was the whole thing behind that as well? Was it Joel Davis was coming to England and then for no reason was just like, hey, I have a suitcase. I can't bring it with me for some reason. Do you want to keep it at your house?
For several weeks without, under no circumstances, open it.
maybe this is just some Aussie mad lad behavior that we're not familiar with.
That kind of mindset that lets them off.
It was a prank. He would open it at one point and a koala would come out and give him chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
The chlamydia koala.
Yeah.
Epic pranks, bro.
Can koala bears give
FYI, John, we can see that.
I know.
That's
the joke.
If you've got any sus.
Yeah, just your search history.
Koala committed the STD threatening an Australian icon. Who's been doing the koala? We stumbled on something here. Okay, what Overcast is.
They're
about.
Nasty creatures. They're not nice. They're not cuddly.
Yeah. Are you anti koala? So do you say burn de koala? Burn him. We burn him. For those of
Andy,
you who don't
Andy
know,
burn him.
Yes, Andy burn him. We are still fully monetized somehow. So if you want to donate and give super chats and all those good things, you still can. There's also the Ko-Fi, and of course, you should buy book. I believe all our buttons still work, so I can get like the baby beans. God's shouts legume.
Now that you've mentioned it, and seeing as we're all still introing, should we also introduce the most important guest?
Lost during intro. I forgot. I insisted we're introed, and then I forgot we were doing it. Blambass, intro yourself. We're going, not in order.
Oh, gosh. You're putting me on the spot here.
Yes, I am.
Hello. It's been a crazy week, but things are looking up. we're here. I'm actually off to I'm off to Budapest tomorrow for a number of days. Then I come back for like 3 days. I'm off to play
tell
France
us more about your sex tourism.
Hell yeah, no women allowed. literally, No, it was going to be my mate Stag do, but he cancelled.
Oh,
well, I couldn't cancel my flight.
I was joking, so. But you know,
Stag do.
He's cancelled his own thing. Wow.
So the wedding's going on then.
He has not cancelled the wedding.
If he's not cancelled the wedding, you need to find him. And be like, how do you cancel your own Stag do? That's the ultimate, like, not lads on tour. That is not very lads. That's not very cash money of you.
It's not very tour, no.
Not very tour, you know. What goes on tour stays on tour.
Goes on tour if you don't go on tour.
I went to Munich when I was 21. That was pretty good. I mostly just like spent the time like walking through like nice leafy suburbs and eating like pastries. But Germany's nice though. Germany's like quite relaxing.
I don't know about. Sorry, Harry.
No, you go on.
I was just gonna say I southern Germany I. think I quite like. Northern Germany is not. I find it depressing.
Never been to Northern Germany.
I've been to Stade. It's a bit like Britain, like sort of southern town in Britain. You have some of your old shit and then new crap. It's like
the impression I got is that Germany is like Britain but upside down. In that Northern Germans are like Southerners in that they're miserable and the place they live are really ugly. And if you go to southern Germany, the people are extremely pleasant and folksy, and the other set of people find them a bit annoying and too folksy and provisional. Bavarians are kind of like northerners. Like, Bavarians and northerners get on really well. They just kind of get up and do little hill people dances.
That sounds like a good time, to be honest.
The beer.
And they of course love the beer.
They do. Yeah. They make some mad good schnitzel.
I'm getting a drink. I'll be back.
And we'll give German credit for
one. I love the German word for pepper sauce. They just say Pfeffersauce. Pfeffersauce.
Yeah. Das Blinkenlights ist nicht für der Fingerpoken.
Some German exchange students came over and all they did was smoke and swear. It was great.
They're pretty chill, actually.
We had great fun. We were like the weird emo kids, and we got along very well with the slightly ennui German exchange students.
So, anyone see that ludicrous display last night?
What? Which one?
Oh, so there was a lull. It's an IT crowd joke. Did you see that ludicrous display that's about football?
All right. Of course. There we go. We've officially zoomed in on the schnitzel. You're trying to make
nice schnitzel.
We're all trying to make people hungry now. It's the schnitzel.
It is tea time.
It's past tea time. It's 10 to 8.
It's
8 o'clock acceptable as a Friday tea time.
Over here.
Oh god, you in deepest how a thing, you know what, Spoon? Blambass has wasted his intro.
Wait, is it now for him?
Spoon away. Tell us about Deepest Darkest Africa. You keep telling us about turtles and lizards. I always ask you about the abdominals. How are all the animals out there? How are all the turtles and shit? We don't get turtles here. I don't see a turtle when I go for out for a walk. That's like different to me.
I was out earlier today and I saw a bunch of meerkats.
That's just silly. Did he try and sell you car insurance?
It's just Africa where there's legitimate, you see some wild stuff.
Sergey!
Occasionally outside.
Sell that man some car insurance in the top. No, you got the Admiral's hat today on the thumbnail, but.
That's because the last one I was on, we were discussing the British Navy, I think.
I've given you everything apart from your proper hat. Your Admiral's hat's in the lower third. Yeah. Your crown's on the thumbnail, which you were very confused about. I liked how you piped up, but that's not my proper hat. And Harry just says nothing.
Look at that. Like, why am I wearing the king's hat?
Harry says nothing, and he's just like a bloodsucker, like bursting in the window. Like, no, really.
I didn't even notice that. It's like you've excluded me from the pub.
You're outside pulling a prank on us all. It's all
sitting outside, looking in enviously,
vaping.
They didn't invite me in.
It is but a prank. There we go. Well, I'll get the schnitzel back on stream. Calm our audience.
Lovely, lovely schnitzel.
We're all good though now. I've got alcohol now.
Oh, right, we're all safe. We're all safe. But
what about you, Blam?
We forgot about the koalas.
Have you got anything to drink, Blam?
I've got a lovely bottle of limoncello here, so I'm going to be tipping out of that.
Very nice.
I've got a shot glass somewhere.
I've got
I could just have it from the bottle, though. That's a bit
piddling, pathetic level of Jameson left that I am nursing very gently so that it can last as long as possible. I'm at the very end of the bottle. It's depressing times, lads. Remember, chats can be sent in for my Jameson's fund.
Do that. Everybody should do that. I'm drinking something different, but I do have next to me a 3 foot high novelty sized bottle of Jameson's that a friend bought me when I moved into this flat back in February.
Has it got Jameson in it?
It's down to its last, I'd say about 4 or 5 inches of whiskey.
You've got Jameson then, you know?
Yeah,
I've got Jameson, but
that's a fair bit, though.
Liters and liters of Jameson, but it's taken us months to get through it. But
my Jameson's too big. My steak is too juicy.
I know. But no, I'm on the
my schnitzel's too crunchy.
Some men drown whilst others die of thirst.
Yeah.
I've been going through it for a good while. It's kept me well soused. Yeah,
we'll go boo.
What's the Laphroaig like? Because all I think when I think Laphroaig now is those Willem Dafoe things where he's like, what is Laphroaig like? And it's like him having a boxing nice match and, with a chimpanzee.
It's nice and dark and nice and smoky, but it's not too peaty. So it's a nice balanced sort of higher end whiskey. It's very nice.
There we go. That's better.
I think it depends on the palate, personally. I've had Laphroaig, and I felt like I was assaulted. To this day, I still think about it.
Do you feel as though you're Willem Dafoe going on wacky adventures?
No, I said this to Hat. We were doing whiskey yesterday. Laphroaig 10 tastes like, as a child, I was thrown upside down by the big waves and the taste of sea salt in my mouth is how Laphroaig tastes with alcohol.
To me once. It might be might bring back some traumatic memories.
Yeah, that's basically what it did to me. I'm like, oh my god, this is a violent assault on the senses. And then I drank Ardbeg, which is like a fellow Islay whiskey. That was 54%.
While we're on the subject of drowning in the sea and also Australia.
No, like, you couldn't handle like Altberg, really. You couldn't handle Laphroaig.
I couldn't handle Laphroaig, no, but I could handle Ardbeg.
Alright, Ardbeg, yeah. I always thought it was I always joked and called it Altberg because my friend got pissed off and the Ardbeg stuff.
I'll tell you why. Laphroaig tastes like smoky sea, whereas Ardbeg tastes like smoky forest.
I'm not. I don't
agree with the sea thing. It's not salty. It doesn't taste like sea.
What? There are peatier whiskies than that. What on earth are you smoking?
Just a minute. I know what you're tasting. Your South African palate is reacting to the beautiful taste of Scottish rock. Peat salt, the bit of earth that you can taste in the flavors. That's what's happening. It's not the sea. It's the taste of
it's
the land.
The ground, it's the ground, son. It's the ground. Mm.
It's wonderful.
The taste of freaking seaweed, man.
Are right that it does taste a bit like dirt, but it's supposed to.
It's good dirt. It's good healthy dirt.
It's a healthy southern dirt.
It's a Mississippi mud pie that they eat to get the salt. You know, it's great.
We get alcohol and then we burn some dirt. We bubble it through it.
Oh, it's wonderful. If the Scots are giving us one thing.
The finest burnt British dirt.
Mm.
Harry, you taste an Ardbeg and a Laphroaig of your choice. Tell me which one you think is better.
Let me see. I've got to have some booze.
I'll have to get myself some.
I think if it's the 10 range. Okay, so I would say the best Laphroaig is Laphroaig Law because it isn't so aggressively peaty and it is a complex whiskey. Whereas the Ardbeg equivalent, I would say, is I'd probably say the Ugadil, not the Corrie of Wrekin. Corrie of Wrekin is like 57%. That's just cask strength peatiness in your face. If you're not familiar with high strength spirits, do not drink that. That's just going to concuss you. Whereas the 54% Ugadil is not actually that aggressive. despite the fact that the proof is quite high. I think the Lafroig is worse. But that's my preference.
I think the problem is, as you say, it's a palate thing, and that none of the whiskies we're talking about are bad. It just really depends on what you're looking for. It's a bit like tobacco. It's like, past a certain point, there's like a bad cigar. It's what you're looking for, right? But it's good to have the discussion, I think.
I definitely think it's a palate thing.
Which
I have set up on the shelf courtesy of you.
I'd say, I imagine Lafroig 18 was quite, because it's had a long time to mature, I imagine some of the more rougher peatier edges have been smoothed out.
That is the good thing about slightly peatier whiskies. If you get one that's kind of medium peated, if it's older, it can be a bit more rounded and very nice.
Yes.
I do have a whiskey story.
What's your whiskey story?
I was in Ireland. I was helping a friend move in, and with another friend as well. The first friend, we had some drama with her. She turned out to be a bit of a cunt, so we just went down the pub. We met some Scottish guy called Luke, and for, I think it was 3 hours straight, we were trapped in conversation with him talking about all the whiskey bars, the distilleries, everything in Scotland. You know, there's this, there's that. I blocked it out of my mind.
He
leaves. The barman, who at first thought, it was me and an American. It's like, look at these fucking foreigners in Dublin. He says to us, "You have just met the dullest man in Ireland." Just burst out laughing.
The dullest. The dullest man in Ireland. Jesus Christ.
That could be the title of a novel. The dullest man in Ireland.
The dullest man in Ireland. I mean, that's a hard one to get. That's a stiff award. There's got to be some stiff competition.
Oh yeah,
it was drunk as hell in a Dublin pub, and still won the dullest man in Ireland award. It's incredible.
Was the pub called the Dingle by any chance?
No. I don't remember the name. Probably some.
Because I've been in that pub a fair few times, and every time I've been in there, there's been an American. Tourists every single time. And one time I even trolled a couple out of the bar. That was pretty fun.
Well, they are everywhere, and they're awful. They're always awful. I mean, British tourists are shit as well, usually. But Americans are, you know, 5 times worse.
I don't really mind the English one when I was in Ireland. The Americans one you can tell a fucking mile off because they're loud as balls.
To be fair, in Ireland, the English tourists probably fit in fairly well, but...
Well, compared to the ones, I suppose.
Yeah, I just find a lot of... I think it's just most people are crass normies, basically.
Especially American tourists.
We don't have our American with us, so we can say all this stuff.
Oh, he'll probably join you if you spoke ill of the Americans. I will say one thing, the American tourists, if you're trying to sell something there, they are the ones that most likely will buy because they're obsessed with buying shit, seeing as their entire country's run on money and culture for that matter.
Oh no, we've done it. We've turned it into politics.
I wouldn't say it's a political thing, that's just the way that they operate.
It's true.
Most countries are run on money these days.
Spiritual Americanism.
I mean, spread
around the world.
Damn it, Harry! You know what I mean.
I've actually got a question for anyone who's trying to get into my Discord server, where you have to explain how bad has America been for the world, and if you can't do a good job of that, I'm not letting you in.
Well, that question when I got into the Discord server, so you must have just been very familiar with my work.
Yeah. Yes.
it's always the difficult thing.
I wasn't asked that either. Yeah.
With an audience like ours, is just having to constantly explain again and again and again. Listen, I don't hate like average everyday Americans, but your government has just been awful for the rest of the world for a very long time, and they take it very personally. And I always thought, like, hating your own government, I thought that was supposed to be like the American tradition, but it really isn't for a lot of people.
Could I possibly give a theory as to why this is a bit of a sticking point with Americans?
I've also got an opinion. So go ahead, Pam.
Well, I think that basically, imagine if we thought the things we had criticisms of our country, but it was say 1909 and Britain was at its imperial zenith, and we were so unrationally spiritually tied up in a genuine love of not only our country but our achievements as an empire that the minute we heard a foreigner make any criticism, even if we technically agreed with it, we had to react on an emotional level. I think it's a case that in Britain and in Europe in general and in most countries, we're so used to criticizing ourselves. We hate so many aspects of our own country that someone could say, oh yeah, and Britain's this and Britain's shit at this. And we just go, yeah, it's true. Whereas the Americans aren't really there yet in that they're sort of emotionally not mature enough as a people, in that they literally physically have not been around that long, and their empire is still, theoretically speaking, you know, the world hegemon. So it kind of stings them when somebody from, say, Dusseldorf attacks America or criticizes America. And I think something else is that they're all brought up intuitively to believe that America is the greatest country in the world materially, and that the reason that, say, central Italy doesn't look like, I don't know, Pittsburgh, doesn't just like endless concrete car parks and malls and sort of dystopian stretches of turf, is because they're just not rich enough. Like I really do think the Americans,
yeah, I agree with
they,
you.
It's like any of these old European towns with sort of their old medieval streets or whatever, oh, those are just poor. Like if they had a little bit more money, they would magically appear to look like, you know, out of New York or something. Or
New York.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm sure to many Americans, if they were to walk down my lovely Tudor streets and see the old houses where, you know, they've been around for so many hundreds of years that you can see where the foundations have sunk and maybe one half of the building is asymmetrical now because it's sinking slightly compared to the other half. They would look at that and they would just see that as a construction problem and wonder why we've not built a high rise there instead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I also just think Americans are retards without a theory of mind. They don't understand that the man in Afghanistan would rather sit in his cave reading his Quran than, you know, working 9 to 5 at McDonald's or whatever it is.
Well, that's the other point that I was going to bring up, is that I totally agree. I think that's actually, I think you've hit the nail on the head. The problem is, if it was at 1909, yes, Americans see this and wonder why it's not a Walmart. But in 1909, Britain could boast of having, colonized, what was it, a fifth of the world. We created Australia. We created New Zealand. We created
America. I'll go and find a nice Tudor pub as well for the background.
Yeah. Our empire legitimately had claims to have done great things. Whereas from the Americans' perspective right now, other than just putting a McDonald's in every leafy shire, what can you truly say?
But they can. They can because to them, freedom, man. We brought freedom. The Europeans, they didn't have any of that shit. We saved them. They saved their asses in World War II. Freedom and all, like they genuinely believe they are sat in between the world falling into tyrannical, anarchic dictatorship and the utopia we live in now. Right?
That looks like quite a lovely bar.
That is genuinely there. But
nobody was ever free before 1776. Man. Nope.
To the American, 1776 is like year zero.
Yeah, but I mean, from the outside perspective, all I can see is there's a lot of McDonald's everywhere. There's a lot of consumerist bullshit manufactured in China everywhere. Thanks for that one, Nixon. And there is just lots of foreigns here. Lots of foreigns.
It's Kissinger there, but
and lots of bum sex. Are these your great achievements, America?
I think that the Americans already have a fetish of bigness and bum sex.
Oh my god!
We already had bum sex.
I have something
Americans
we can do.
Let me
cue something up for you. Okay, keep going.
In England,
there was a threat on Twitter, guys.
Bum sex, but we had the dignity to like keep it to the upper classes behind closed doors.
At least
private
when we did
schools.
It was Oscar Wilde.
Yeah,
Oscar Wilde. It was Churchill being buggered by his headmaster. There was a quiet dignity in our buggery.
I would say for the Americans as to why they react like that is because you get, because as Panama said, they've been brought up with this idea that they are the best at everything. So they see themselves as the victor in absolutely everything. I mean, you could see this when they got beaten by Belgium on Twitter. All these idiots were screeching about the fucking GDP.
That always happens though with like sports teams.
No, but I mean, okay,
I'll give them that.
Okay. Okay, no, I will disagree because I've not seen anyone fucking lose a sporting match. That's exclusively an American thing.
Is he breaking up for everyone else?
Zog's
shutting
you
down.
I think we got the gist of it. I mean,
we got the gist of it, yes.
Well, because the thing is, as you say, Harry, the Americans don't really have a theory of mind, right?
I think that was
Sorry.
That was me. Yeah.
Apologies. Oh, sorry, I was mixing up lines. But they don't have the externality. They can't think in any way that defies the myth they've been taught. Even if in other ways they are a dissident.
Yeah, agreed.
So you'll have Americans who will sit there and say, "Yeah, we're being run by a hostile, evil government. Our culture has been defiled, we've had all this horrible shit, we've done horrible shit to other countries abroad." And then the minute say a British person tries to say, "Well, yeah, and also like look at how you're living, right? You've got no like local businesses, it's all just chains and you're reliant on these huge cars and everything's ugly," it's just this fury, this bile, this. And I think part of it is, there's that saying that the sick person wants everybody else to be sick, like misery loves company. I feel like part of it is that deep down they see the beauty and the accord of places like Scandinavia or Italy or Spain or Britain or even places like the Middle East and Asia, where cultures actually develop an aesthetic and a style of living that complements the world around them, like Heidegger says, with beingness and rootedness. They realize they don't have that. They have the opposite of that. They know deep down it's completely ugly. So they kind of just pretend like they like it, and they would, out of spite, they would drop a bomb on, say, Venice or Florence, no, it can't exist. If it's not American and it doesn't speak to our tradition, nothing else exists. Now, I will say, obviously other countries have the capability of being spiteful and imperialistic and, immoral and all sorts of things. We all do it in a way, but it's only the Americans that have this industrial level of spite. Because, I mean, the French, say, can understand the way that Algerians live. They can understand the way a Syrian or a Japanese or an Australian lives. Americans can understand nothing else. They understand nothing about any other way of life. At least all the Americans I've met. It scares me. It really does genuinely frighten me, because they're still in charge of a large empire that can have consent can be manufactured them to do nasty shit to other countries.
Well, I mean, Dresden was
active
liberation, don't you know?
Oh God, there's a thread here about American buildings. I'll send you the thread in the chat here. But some of this, because somebody was making this exact
I do
argument.
Like some of them though.
Some of them are okay, but just some of them are really funny. I'll bring it here. I'll go to the top here, Bill. For those who say America doesn't have beautiful architecture, think again. San Francisco City Hall, pretty good actually. 1915, not a
that
bad
is,
building.
That is really nice. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Scrum, could you keep it on screen just a bit more so we can kind of look?
No, that's right. That was me. That was the thing.
Oh, sir.
I'm just trying to get a bit more center. So
I really like that.
This is what all of America should look like. If you've got a big country and you're obsessed with big things, you want everything to be monumental. Make it this kind of monumentalism where you're engulfed by something beautiful.
Well, yeah. I think, look outside, though. That's the thing.
Oh, the aesthetics of someone like Ayn Rand, who
that's not bad.
And if you think of that kind of 40s Art Deco maximalism with these enormous towers and things, that I think is actually kind of the peak of an aesthetic that fits the American way of life, right? Giant train stations, post offices, and yet they're all beautiful, but they're all functional. And I think that's more or less the American equivalent of, say, I don't know, St. Paul's or the Guildhall or Notre Dame de Paris, right? Like these are the good ones, though. On a spiritual level, it expresses something about their way of being, whilst also being beautiful. But I mean, unfortunately, it was a blip.
Well, there's a prize, the building.
I always just think of BioShock. Maybe it's just because video game brain and everything. But like, yeah, that kind of like a America under the sea kind of.
That's where my videos are set. So
like you take a bunch of like American mega corpo capitalists, and they just build this enormous monument to excess. But it's also kind of beautiful. And it all falls apart. It's actually, that's one of the interesting things about that game. I do think it has like the American corporate model quite nicely pegged. But it's still like, even in its decay, it still looks beautiful. Whereas in real life, American decay just looks like an abandoned strip mall.
It's quite funny you say that, Harry, because the protagonist of the game, well, the one that's supposed to be in Rapture anyway, Andrew Ryan, he's actually Russian.
Yeah, he's a Russian Jew,
technically,
I know.
Technically, yes.
Have you ever watched American Krogan's video on the BioShock games? They're very informative and very interesting.
I have not. It's one game people have asked me to review because my videos are set in it. My character's little aesthetic.
Thank you for the $5 there, Fad Grey, though. Scrump, has Americans pegged pick up anti-politics today? Okay. I'm just double-checking. I've not missed any donations. Two? Yes. Oh, I've missed a few here. Thank you for becoming a member, Big Cover 22. And Tad Gray, Jameson is friendly, would recommend. And book has dropped massive in price, spot on. No, someone did a sale on the book, at the Old Speak bookshop as well. So I should probably mention that. Sorry. Been people donating in the meantime, so I've not been doing my shilling correctly. I'm keeping an eye on chat, though. Don't worry, chat. I do read chat. Yes, chat does like the cries of the building.
Day trip to Old Speak, but they're so out the way.
Yeah, I think that's how it's cheap for them to rent that place. It's a nice high street they're on, though.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, I just like all the stories that they post every so often of just like old boomers coming in and crying at them.
I mean, the General Electric building, that's pretty cool. That's kind of an Art Nouveau-ish building. It's a cool skyscraper. It's the one that Norman Osborn's supposed to live in. It's very Norman Osborn.
It's like a more angular. I think there's clearly some inspiration of Antoni Gaudí from Barcelona, but in a slightly more sober style that befits the city.
Yes, that is quite a lovely skyscraper. It's still a skyscraper, but it is a lovely skyscraper. Anyway, we'll go through a bit more. The problem is we get to here to like the Rockefeller Center, which is
what is that?
Yeah, it's a 40s like Rockefeller communist plaza. It's basically a Rockefeller like communist museum. Tell you what, we'll have a quick look at
I think Diego Rivera did a lot of the murals inside. I don't know if they're still there. I think some of them got taken down.
It's like a nightmarish oppression fortress.
That is definitely classic poster style, though.
This I don't like. It's too dry. It's nothing.
Well, there's also like
suggest strength.
Look at the corporate fucking plaza. Look at that shit. Because that's where that mural's from. It looks like a tacky Chinese embassy. Yeah. How are these supposed to be the prestige buildings?
It feels, look at it your feels buildings, gaudy Nicky. And cheap.
That's because it is.
Yeah.
The trees look plastic, even if they're not.
This is the chav that just won the lottery coming in with all of his new bling that he bought.
If he tried to do Art Deco,
Dino build.
This is Art Deco Dino. The Art Deco. It's like horribly Globo as well. It's got that Globo-ness to it. I don't know, chat.
I agree.
The green, yeah.
So I think someone explained that, yeah. BioShock is very implicitly and somewhat explicitly Jew. Thank you, chat. They're talking about BioShock being about the Jews.
Yeah.
Just listen to any interview with Ken Levine who made it, and he's like, yep, pretty much.
It's about what society would be like if there weren't any Jews and you could trade freely. We'd all have superpowers.
Kind of the opposite. If you like, American Krogan's video is very very well argued that it's
the Empire
Jews
State Building
left
yeah.
America, but then the evil Goy came and ruined it for everyone.
It's a nice building. I actually quite like the Empire State Building. And a lot of these
are
in Manhattan,
there's nothing wrong with
obviously.
It.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
It's not exactly St. Paul's.
American, yeah.
If downtown Manhattan looked like a Sea of Empire States, it would work fine.
That'd be great.
To go for that sort
of unique, bit more Art Nouveau, a few of them with a few more kind of brick features to them.
The real birth of like the proper global homo is the when they basically got to the steel technology of the late 20th century and they could start doing
six
steel
Boston
and glass
Avenue
skyscrapers.
Methodist Church, Tulsa.
Yeah, it just became mass.
We're getting to the weeds here a little bit. What does this one look like?
Well, Scrum, really... why don't you show us the most famous bit of modern American architecture?
Sorry?
Why don't you show us the most famous one? That one interchange outside Pittsburgh where the woman's in the car going, "I love America. I love the American way of life," and it zooms out and it's just like the hellish. You know the other one I mean? You've seen the meme, right? It's
like... You know those Catholic churches they built in Britain in the 60s?
Oh, the
it's one of the. Oh, it's a bit. I'm not sure about this. It looks like a Scientology temple. It looks like a Mormon building.
It does. Thank you.
Induction building.
Yeah, there is something very kind of culty looking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck is this? Is this supposed to be? I mean, it's kind of cool, but there's loads of places that look like this in Britain, and a lot of them have got torn down for being kind of creepy in like late 50s and weird and like masony. Did masons build this? I bet they fucking did. Look at it.
Probably some of them did, actually.
Oh, God, yeah. This cries like Art Deco Masons. I mean, it's kind of cool a bit closer up, but, like, I don't know.
It looks like a fake Egyptian casino.
Yeah,
it kind of does. I know what you mean. Yeah.
It looks like something in Britain that used to be like a Masons Guild hall that then got turned into a bingo hall.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, should we perhaps have a look at, because there is a European city in America, of course, that is spiritually more rooted in the Hellenic world than the new one, and that is New Orleans.
Oh yeah,
especially New Orleans as was prior to its recent physical and demographic problems. In fact, I've heard it argued that, you know, people that here know Huey Long, who was the populist dictator
of Louisiana. You mean the one that Shewan Head used to support for like 2 minutes?
Maybe. I don't know. I never really
watched
Shewan Head.
I
don't like women. I was reading an article which basically from the 50s, and it said that New Orleans spiritually then was still more of a European, or at least a Southern European city. It felt more like somewhere like Marseille than New York. And that you can only really understand Huey Long as a sort of Hispanic, almost like Caudillo, sort of strongman type figure. He doesn't really fit the mold of American politics. And I've realized now that Trump, in his second term, for different reasons,
there we go,
fits the mold of a corrupt South American politician, right? He's only in it for money. He just does it like, buy my Trump phone, buy my Trump coin, buy this gold tatty set.
Like
right?
Trump guys,
he's
Trump shit.
He's left this traditional mold of the American elite in all their cravenness, but generally sort of Western, slightly more WASPy aspect. And he's just become, like that guy that used to run Ecuador, Bucaram, or Juan Perón or something. You know?
Nice three-story Spanish terrace houses are about as good as America can manage, it seems. Like this is the architecture really that I find most comforting when you find it in America, because it does. It is extremely like this could be in Italy. So the next
that's nice.
Yeah. And this is
because this city was built by Europeans, like not as in not Europeans who had moved to America. Europeans when it was still part of Europe. It was part of the Spanish and French empires.
Yeah, this looks like a back road that you'd end up wandering down in Verona or somewhere.
It's a lot nicer, but the list goes on, because this guy says the Niagara Mohawk building in Syracuse.
Niagara Mohawk.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm deliberately being retarded. No, it is like a South American dictatorship, and it is like a tin pot, because
if you
look at this building, oh dear, it looks like a disused bingo hall.
it looks like the MI6 headquarters in London on the river.
It does a bit, but like, how is this one?
It looks a bit like a prison, I must say.
No, it looks like a disused bingo. It looks like a fancy bingo hall.
Oh, look at all the little random. It looks AI generated at this close up. It's like it's sort of that slightly uncanny.
No, you ever been to Blackpool?
All the shapes are molding into one another.
There's buildings like this a bit in Blackpool, but maybe without the big like weird wings at the top. It's a bit banal. But this looks like a disused like fancy, like, you know, You'd see a fancy NPC stuff here.
You're taking Donkey Rat down Black Beach.
And then it looks like it'd be called like the Silver Hall, and you'd go and see like Cliff Richard there.
It looks like a New Age bank.
It looks like a Blackpool entertainment venue that was built in the 1940s.
Yeah, it would have been like a variety hall.
Yeah.
And it got disused.
Built in 1949 by eccentric billionaire who believed in, you know, millionaire at the time, believed in the end up here, became disused and became Bingo Hall by 1962. That's what that building looks like.
Scrum, can you tell the accounts probably based in India or Southeast Asia, because right, blue check mark, white marble statue as the PFP, and a name like World Scholar or Trad Western Art. Yeah. Right?
This is my favorite one. I mean, this looks kind of cool to you. Realize Hope Memorial Bridge, Cleveland.
Is that bridge?
The Guardians of Traffic is
it zooms in on the pillar, but if you go over here, if you actually search for
King of Road.
Hope More, what is there? I'm sorry, I know this is an Indian doing this for you, but like, excuse me, this is what you're trying to hold up to St. Paul's.
This is like also the fact that you would have this bridge with like its very mundane aspect and just random cars going over it, and you would think, let's build a stone guardian to sanctify this. It's like, no, but you're wasting that stone. Build it somewhere more deserving of having a guardian.
I know these are Americans this is probably AI summed up.
It's the guardians of the work commute.
This is who speaks for you on the internet, Americans, I'm afraid. This is who speaks for you.
It is wonderful, sir. Beautiful bridge we do not have in India.
Well, there's we'll go. Oh my god, should we, you know what? Let's take a detour. Let's take a detour into third world Indian with a 90-degree bridge.
Well, no, hang on, because there's a couple of really beautiful buildings in India, and they're all built by the British. So
of course they are.
Yeah, in my opinion, the best one is the Viceroy's house, which is now the President of India's house, and it's this gigantic late 1920s style building. Have a look at that.
I'm afraid first we're taking a detour into the new civil engineer.
I'm just going to grab some ice.
You just don't understand the alternate ways of being that those outside of Europe experience. This just can't make sense to your tiny Anglo brain.
Action taken against a engineer she designed over bridge with near 90 degree turn.
Listen, you got to keep people on their toes, all right?
What the hell?
Where's it even going?
Round a corner. A sharp corner.
It's round the bend.
It's going, I don't know, like, it's jerking around the angles, basically. Like, what the fuck is this?
How many videos already exist on the internet of, like, Indians somehow missing the bend and just flying off the
bridge,
end
bridge,
of this?
Bridge, good, very, so good. Bing, bing, very good bridge. So I guess America's not that bad, but like, we're getting there. They still haven't rebuilt the key bridge yet.
As an engineer, does this meet your lofty standards?
No, this is like an elaborate troll. If this is Indians trying to turn India into some kind of like PvP zone, maybe Indians have just cracked and can't stand Indians that much. So this is what they do to fellow Indians. But
India is where the mods are asleep.
Yeah. On the one hand, yes, it is offensive about engineering, but on the other hand,
exist.
It's got a very high chance of, you know.
I'm kind of glad it exists.
It's upward pressure, I'd say.
It's like they say that in like Australia is where God just kind of got a little bit wacky and had a bit of fun. India is where God put all the people who can go a little bit wacky and have a little bit of fun.
Well, what do you mean you brought petrochemicals to Australia? Of course you're going to sniff them.
Oh, God.
Don't be Rama Rama.
Yeah.
Hey, don't sleep on the road. I also thought
the same thing.
Don't sleep on the road.
Jermaine Greer said she won a big victory in that her and her ABBA rights group have convinced them to switch to Avgas instead of pure gas.
I'll give Lambas a giant bag of sensations. There you go.
Oh, nice. Is Avgas one of the non-sniffable ones where they figured out you can still get high off of it if you just sniff enough of it?
I don't actually know, but I just love the idea that you're celebrating it as a victory, that you got a bunch of troglodytes to start sniffing a different type of petrol. You know, that's just great to me.
Listen, man, take the dubs where you can.
Take the dubs where you can.
I mean, America does the same. It's a great victory that they can hand out all the like crack needles.
Uh-huh, there it is.
Forget about actually taking the crack.
I should have been using this the whole time. There we go. I can. It's taken me this long to distribute pints. There we go. I'll give us all.
Thank you.
Give us all pints. I'm finally getting around and not being a cheap bastard. There we go.
About time, lad. I'm parched.
I'll like this about OBS and then just be like JPEG streaming. I can just put pints on us all. There we go. We've all got pints of the Eastern Snake. Blambass has got a massive bag of sensations.
He's hungry.
He's just sitting there like crinkling.
Blambass is a growing young boy, okay? He needs all the sustenance.
He needs all the corn oil in the world.
Look, he's about to go to Hungary. He needs some good British
he's not
food.
He's not
he
going
goes.
Hungry with that bag of crisps. Yeah, I told you we'd be doing pub simulator
here all
over
week. Here all week. Yep.
you couldn't say that. You couldn't have a bag of crisps and say, "Oh, I'm going to Hungary next week," without someone going, "Oh, you're not going hungry with them, are you?"
No, it was a good setup line. Come on, it's a feed line.
Thank you for feeding me there.
Feed. I'm just being told, like a live football commentator, I've been told that Opal is a variety of low aromatic 91 RON petrol developed by BP Australia to combat the use of gasoline as an inhalant in remote communities.
Put that in the chat hat.
All right, we need to see this.
Did anybody else hear the story of Alice Springs in Australia, like Central Australia, when that whole thing happened? It's like Abbo Town. And obviously all the Abbos were banned from drinking alcohol because they just start raping each other. And all of the politicians went, "Well, this is just terrible and racist. We can't have all of these Abbos not being able to drink alcohol. That's discriminatory." So they legalized alcohol for all of them. And then they all started raping each other. And then they just pulled the law back and went, "No, actually, you can't drink anymore, actually, because you keep raping each other," within like a month.
Well, that's a great...
It's bizarre how anyone would look at that and think, the problem is the alcohol discriminates. Like, what the fuck?
Thanks for that story there. I'll get rid of the schnitzel. There we go. The schnitzel can be... There we go. Oh, that's great.
My point being that you have to treat these people like retarded children.
Again, this is like chat down the pub now. We've gone from, "He's not going to mingle with that bag of crisps," to, "Are Abbo's even human?"
We're the human race.
Come on, I'm not being that cruel, but they are very strange people.
let's keep going. This is 30th Street Station, Philadelphia, built in 1933. The greatest year. It's the cure for 1984. It's 1933, folks. It looks like Batman should be there. I quite appreciate this. I'm not quite sure what it looks like on the outside, but
that'd be a big improvement on today. Jesus.
This has obviously been messed with otherwise a bit.
I want to stand in there with a trench coat on and a trilby hat and go, "Well, she walked into my office. Her legs all the way up to her hips, which is quite where they normally go."
We need like where is it? I'll get some like awful like royalty. I'll get some royalty for like noir jazz. Come on.
Maybe we could have it like the five of us are in a New York bar and we're like a little gang. We got like, you know, Panama the Hat, Harry the Robbo, you know, Scrump the monkey. Sponge. Come over here, Sponge.
Yeah. See? It's Sponge. They just call him Sponge. No one quite knows why. He's like the mysterious one.
Blambass is called the Hungarian.
Yeah. He was talking to a guy just called the Hungarian. There we go. Now he feels like we are.
I need leads.
What, you mean leads in Yorkshire? No. God. Oh.
You don't get those sorts of movies anymore because of woke.
No, you don't, really. The woke has gone away, but what's been left as the tide has gone out is actually kind of more awful. It's this corporate flatness. You get corporate flat media now. And I will
says,
say,
bring back woke.
Yeah, at least it was summer, you know. But I don't know why couldn't, like,
yeah, you couldn't.
The 90s had the pitch better. The 90s, like, race mixing stuff was, you're gonna have like brown bisexual girlfriends, it'd be great. And like the 2020s is like, you've got to worship fat women. What? Why couldn't?
Well, speaking of brown homosexuality, I've just dropped in the Discord a great example of where American nationalism is right now.
I was about to say, what did you just bring up on this cursed land?
No,
Harry?
don't.
Somebody volunteered this.
Yeah, why would you just say
this? I saw this earlier.
Okay.
Why would you just say it?
I'm bringing it up.
Should I address the allegations?
There were no allegations.
No.
You just said
the American people have a right to know.
I did not inhale the black man.
This guy's got 500 followers, and he's like, it's time to finally come clean.
Homo-nationalist, America first,
this is
Oregonian supremacist.
Why have you brought me this? I'm sorry, but this is obviously bait.
I hope so.
Is it obviously bait?
It is obviously bait.
People.
There we go.
Have we not learned from the British right how gay the right and nationalist movements in general are?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm just writing in
that.
Big
I
letters.
Get that picture of me, my girlfriend Harry, and Hugh Anthony.
Just gay.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I have to find it now.
It wouldn't be that hard to find. I look like a 70s lumberjack.
Yeah, this is bait. Can we not talk about the bait, please?
Aww.
You see this? What does this place look like from the outside?
There you go.
That's
the non-bait British scene.
The non-bait. Yeah, There's no such thing.
Harry, you look
actually
like,
no such
who's
thing.
Who's the native guy in King of the Hill? Is it John Redcorn or something?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, you look like that.
You're a bad man, John Redcorn.
Yeah.
Harry, you look like Hawk from Twin Peaks.
Okay, this is what it looks like on the outside, then. It's okay, it's a bit... Ooh, I'm not sure about that. That's a bit McGreek.
Yeah, no, that's...
That is, like, tacky. That's like every 90s American movie had this building in it. Like, I don't know what it is.
I
kind of
hate
that.
You are not a classical building. Your proportions... You'll never be a classical building, you know?
Yeah.
Your proportions... You
do not apply to Vitruvian principles, so that you will never...
Yeah. Your pillars are concrete. Your corners are square.
your parents will bury you under a neoclassical name.
You are merely a dressed-up concrete box.
Someone's taken off the top layer. Where's the roof?
Where's the dome?
Where's the triangle?
So what the fuck are those columns there to do? They're too close together.
They're to look European and fancy.
They're to give the aesthetic.
Yeah. It's a McMansion.
They're obviously fake.
It's a giant McMansion. I'm sorry, America. If you're impressed by this, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
Flags outside.
But the inside's quite nice. The inside's not bad. I mean,
no,
I'll give
guys,
you a
guys,
give
the
inside.
Only reason we don't have this in all of our cities is because we're just too damn poor.
Remember, Britain
is a third world country.
It's
a Muslim, the Muslim Caliphate of Europe.
The Muslim Caliphate of Britain. this is cool.
At least I don't get
ceiling.
Fucking stabbed by a Muslim whenever they
Fisher Building, Detroit.
America just tries to replace a lack of culture with money.
I mean, they've got a cool ceiling here, a cool lobby, but let's see the rest of it. Ooh.
You have to have these so you can have your Palantir-sponsored parade where they can't even march straight, go past it.
Well, that's a bit of a shit. All the pictures are shit on Google Images now.
I mean, it's not Westminster Palace, is it?
Looks like a lot of like town halls that were built in Britain around that time. Like,
maybe go on Bing Images or use Pinterest.
No, this is fine. Like, I found a good one. It's okay. I mean, it's a building.
Yeah, passes.
It's still American Scrum, so new.
It's fine. The thing is, a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of buildings like this in Manchester. Actually, if you went to Manchester, there are buildings that look like this in Britain from the 1930s. We didn't stop building buildings.
All of the enormous buildings in Manchester are kind of cool.
My friends just sent me these pictures of the brutalist DC metro tunnels.
Oh God,
I quite like these.
This fits in very well with like a Spider-Man film, but it's very much like Spider-Man architecture. I'll give it a pass. The inside's quite cool too. The Union Terminal. I've been in there. That's not too bad, actually. What was that? Sorry.
Yeah, that looks like you'd see in like a Men in Black movie.
It is. It is like Men in Black movie. That's what you. Yeah.
It looks like the VFX from a Marvel film to me.
It does a little bit.
Maybe that's just outing myself as having watched Marvel films.
Let me get this on stream, lads. Let me be responsible. Yeah, it kind of
get the other one.
I think. Well, I mean, as my friend said, it's befitting for a tunnel under the capital of an evil empire. So.
Oh God! Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Let me get the good one. There you go.
Sometimes these things work in their proper context.
It reminds me of the hyperdrive in Event Horizon.
A little bit. Oh God, the stream looks really. We're in like a pub that looks over. This is what it feels like drinking. You know when you're like a British train station in a pub that's done up to look really old timey.
Yeah.
This is exactly what it feels like. Oh God!
It looks like
Dingle Bar I mentioned earlier looks like that.
We're gonna zoom through the tunnel, all five of us next to
each other. Yeah, we're on the massive booze train. We're gonna knock all the peasants out of the way on the platform.
Wait, Scrump! This must be where the Overton window passes through to move.
Yeah. We're gonna smash. We're gonna smash into people with the Overton window and knock all their teeth out with it. The Overton window is big and fast, and it'll smash you out of the way.
The Overton window land speed records.
Yeah, from the its hat from the top rope with the Overton window. Just break. This is why it needs to be okay. I know, but hypothetically, there needs to be some kind of wrestling match involving certain people. I think there needs to be a public lobby for this at this point because it needs to happen. We need to do some kind of like, right? We need to do some kind of political wrestling, and somebody needs to be hit with like the Overton window. We need it. We need British politics actually as pro wrestling, but in actuality,
I will use my thin end of the wedge to smash apart your Overton window.
Jumping like on your enemy's back is riding the tiger.
Oh God, where's the pot of Sneed gone?
A lot of Sneed.
Yeah, yeah. It's the one we put Keir Starmer on.
Right.
Sneed.
Remember him?
Remember him?
Remember Keir Starmer?
Remember him?
Keir Starmer wasn't from last season.
There we go. Yeah, he's the villain from last season.
Oh, he's eating all our pints.
Oh, no. Sir Keir, no.
Production value.
First he comes for the pubs, now our pints. No.
Guys, he's coming out the tunnel. Gentlemen, I have come to reclaim my station.
Burnham will not defeat me.
He's had to. God, he's been put. It was the Shadow Realm. They put people in Yu-Gi-Oh. He's gonna put Burnham in the Shadow.
Pegasus, yeah.
I never actually watched Yu-Gi-Oh. It is the Shadow. Banishing to the Shadow Realm. I remember the guy who was like the American guy, the America guy, because like Yu-Gi-Oh Abridged was okay for like 2 minutes, and then I remembered like Yu-Gi-Oh's really shit.
Who remembers Abridged series?
Hey, Dragon Ball Z Abridged. Yeah. Do you remember Abridged series?
Hey, I watched Dragon Ball Z abridged front to back. I was on tender hooks waiting for the finale, and then they chose not to do Boo, and then nobody cares.
Ugh, they got wrapped up in so much legal bullshit with all that for so long. I gotta say, I feel kind of sorry for them in that.
I can just imagine Supreme Leader Starmer, Pot of Sneed, giving marching orders, and out of each of those panels across the roof comes like a red armband esoteric Starmerite.
There we go.
I assure you, the British technocracy is quite operational.
You've never actually seen Dragon Ball Z, have you?
I've never seen Dragon Ball Z.
No, oh my god, we have
heroes. I have never killed the heroes need to kill the Starmerites and close the gamer gate to save.
I've seen exactly 4 seconds in about 2009 where he goes.
Was he challenging?
What does Scatter say about his power level? It's over 9,000. But that's it.
You basically got the gist of the whole thing in that case.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm never a fan of the animes.
So. Taken on the most important Dragon Ball lesson, which is there's no foe that can't be beaten by shouting even louder.
That's why I generally don't like anime. My ears can't take it, more
often
than not.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, so there you go. You and I have something in common then.
You know the guy who plays the main character in that, I think he's passed out multiple times in the studio recording the lines for when the character's just going,
I'd love to do that as a job, though. Just scream into a microphone and get paid
millions.
You
for
can.
It.
The option is available to you.
I will. I'll have to get an agent and see if I can get some anime voice.
You still do it with Simon.
You're silky smooth tones. You'll have to be the suave and debonair villain.
Yeah, wears like a sort of Phoenix Wright style like crazy outfit with a cravat and things and a cane.
You thought you could defeat me.
What you don't realize is this wasn't even my final form.
You sound like Pegasus in Yu-Gi-Oh.
See,
because he spoke with that accent.
We're all perfect for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the nationalist and online right and just internet breaks
well
down.
Well played, Yugi boy.
We'll just go into anime voice at VA together.
Oh, we would kill that industry. We'd monopolize it. We'd be great at it. That would be a fantastic outcome for the right. You know.
Finally, we can move on to politics, to our true passions, anime.
I've always wanted to do like MMORPG voiceover characters, like in World of Warcraft or something, like the little NPC. I'd love to voice one of those. You can really do like a 5 minute tight bit of voice acting there, and
passive dialogue as you're walking past, and you're just the voice of the guy going "top of the morning to you, Gavner."
Oh yeah, that would be fantastic.
I had a bunch of people convinced I did some of the gnome voices when I was younger. Can't believe
the
people
gnome voices.
Yes. Let me out, champ.
Yeah, because the gnomes have like a high pitched voices when I was younger. So
can't imagine you with a high pitched voice, dude.
Now probably not. I remember when I went back onto like TeamSpeak or like Ventrilo like years later, when I think I stopped playing the game with those guys when I was like 18 or 19 years old. And then when I started playing again or met them on Ventrilo, I was like 29. And they all just went like, "What the fuck happened to your voice?" I'm like, I aged 10 years. Because I had the highest pitched voice in the group and all of a sudden I had the deepest, and everyone was just very disturbed by that.
And you drank a lot of whiskey.
Really, you were hiding your power levels.
Possibly. Yeah, I wasn't really drinking so heavily then. So probably in my early 30s, I started drinking the whiskey.
Different times, eh?
Yeah, there we go.
The years got to. So, Dragon Ball where the phrase "hiding your power level" actually comes from? Is that what it?
Pretty much.
Is that the origin?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the power levels is a Dragon Ball Z thing. Yeah.
So it has had some cultural cachet beyond into niche areas then.
Oh yeah, Dragon Ball is like kind of weird in just how much of like culture it's affected. going on. It basically birthed, or at least rejuvenated, the whole like battle anime thing, and loads of stuff comes from that.
There is weird stuff. Like the other thing, again, power level is the big one that people talk about with that, but there's loads of stuff that comes technically from like anime and Dragon Ball, or just from weird places. People use weird secondhand like 4chan language all the time. Like hearing Liz Truss saying base just made me want to die.
Oh wait, is she still on the American podcast scene? What's she doing these days?
Not getting any views, mainly, I think. Not think anyone actually watches it. I think she's got there's like the Liz Truss show or something that they have.
Are we getting? Wait,
she's on a YouTube channel.
I think so.
Oh my god!
I'm sure I've seen screenshots of this.
Oh my god, it's real. She's got 32,000 subscribers.
Yeah. I'll get it up for you. There's a little thing I've heard, like, talking about based.
Interview with Bridget McKenzie. Thumbnail. Liz Socialism Truss ruined show. Australia.
There it is. Look, guys, look. She's got 32,000 I can't believe it.
Scroll down. 1,400
What's the view count?
Israel.
Yeah, that's bollocks.
Why Jews no longer safe in Britain? 1.4k views. Well, it really isn't popular. Look at that. Right. Even the boomers won't watch that.
You're gonna hate me for saying this, but when you moused over that video on the top left there, and it showed the guy talking, I thought for a split second that was Blam Blas.
Oh my god. I apologize to my friends in the Nation of Israel for the broadcasting of this obvious caricature. This footage has been altered, I'm sure.
Because the guy in the thumbnail doesn't look like you, but just that second where I was like, oh, are they using a clip from something Blam Blas was on? Or
clearly, what it was that gave it was the posture and the hands rubbing. That's a Blam Blas classic.
That is. I have been in the Jewish Chronicle before.
What?
In the background of something.
Oh, no.
What were you doing in the background?
Okay. It was the 2024 Reform Christmas Party. And I wanted to make like a Reform Youth, and I knew the party was bullshit. I wanted to make the Reform Youth get everyone who was like not completely retarded and put them to something better. No one went for it. It was an absolute tragedy. John tried to help me out, but tragedy. But I went to the Christmas dinner there, hoping to speak to someone, and I am pictured in the background. I was the only person with a Santa hat at the whole Christmas party. It was tragic.
Oh dear.
I'm gonna have to expose myself here and try and find it.
Like when they sat me
with the great Jew who
was running, sat on the London Assembly thing. It's like, I'm not even in London.
can you imagine the timeline in which we got the Blambus-led Sturm Battalion made of like ex-reform guys, and they start going around causing chaos?
He went there with his Christmas hat and all of his black shirts in a suitcase with him.
He's so ready.
It wasn't
I pull off the mask. Well, I am the big man.
I just like the idea. You ended up at a Reform Christmas party and you accidentally walked into like the Eyes Wide Shut ceremony.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's awful.
Yet you fit right in.
Oof.
No. Come on, Harry.
Sorry, we can't see the curly hair under the hat.
Harry's getting cruel in his old age.
I'm old, the Jufro has been cut, and I've got a real.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look. Sorry, I need to get these on screen. Oh my god!
Toothpaste colored ties as well. At least you actually wore a proper bow tie, Blamblas.
Yeah.
At least you did that. Yes.
You're still such a little baby, Blam. It shocks me how many of these places you managed to worm your way into.
Yeah, how do you end up all these places?
It shocked me as well.
Maybe that's because the people involved in these.
How does this happen?
Oh, I better not say anything.
Mm. Oh, fresh meat.
Let's just say that youth may interest them.
Oh, yeah, good point. I was twink maxing my way into the Reform Party. Christ.
Definitely say I wouldn't trust either of these people around your children.
So I will say is that you wouldn't be the first. You wouldn't be the first to twink Max into reform.
Oof. All right, chat. We've all known somebody. Can somebody in chat do sort of Wojak-esque caricatures of this image?
So, what were you saying there, Spooner? I rudely interrupted you.
Sorry.
Spoon? Maybe you were saying you'll be back in a minute. No, I thought you said something. Sorry,
no, I didn't say anything.
I thought you were saying something, but I'm sorry. I'm being.
No, I'm good.
I'm actually frying some bacon in the background here.
Drink
not that much actually. I'm more just discombobulated.
only four pints, which is just an average day in the north.
That is an average day in the north. No, I'm not discombobulated. My headset.
It is amazing when you talk to like non-European cultures and you realize just like how much like
oh god, yeah.
They can't handle their drinks compared
especially
to
Americans. Like, yeah. Sorry Americans, is hammering on them, but like they that trope where it's. Some guy, pastime. Some middle-aged guy with a beard who goes, listen, buddy, I wrote this book about addiction because I was ruining my life. I was coming home from work and I was drinking two beers a night, man. I was going to die like an alcoholic.
Well, that's
I couldn't face. And then, they've written a book and they never touch drink again. Then you come to France and it's like a guy who drinks 15 bottles of wine a day, like Depardieu, and doesn't even consider that to be serious drinking. You know, it's just like what you're on about.
That just gets me through the day.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
what's it like? What's the drinking culture like down in South Africa, Spoon?
Oh dear God! Do not try and not drink a South African; they will kill you.
I'll take my chances.
I feel like we are. You know, we're good drinkers.
I would say as far as like stereotypical big drinking cultures go. Estonia is actually up there as an underrated.
Well, to be fair, I feel like South Africans have more reason to drink than most.
I wouldn't. Okay, obvious politics aside, no, they're just very, very big because they're like Dutch and German jeans with a crap load of meat around them. Boys in South Africa, boys in South Africa basically start chewing meat at, like when they show the first sign of teeth. So. They tend to be unusually tall and built like brick shithouses by the time they hit like 16 years old. Based. So, yeah. Yeah. More explains why all the rugby players look like fucking tanks.
It doesn't help that the Dutch in particular are like the tallest people in the world on average, as far as
I
remember.
Yeah, that's true.
So you basically have those genes amplified by like enormous quantities of springbok and karoon biltong, basically anything that moves on four legs. So, yeah, couple that with a lot of beer and brandy drinking, and yeah, that kind of explains a lot. I kind of feel
the infrastructure
like people take the piss with the Americans.
Oh, roboting.
No, that's just the microphone. I have my own reasons for that, I've guesses. But no, I quite find it funny because we take the piss out of the Americans for being happy, then I look at South Africans, I'm like... I don't really want to say too much because there's a bunch of Africans that give the Americans a run for their money and beat them.
Well, I mean,
us, it's more like muscle than fat.
I mean, it looks nice. I can't lie.
That's
from a distance. Now, Spoon,
would I want to go into this town
or would I want to stay away?
That's the coastline, so you'll probably be all right. Basically, if you see anything with a very, if anything that looks clean, that's where white people are. You'll be fine there. Picky. But there's places where you just look and go, like put it this way, Harry. I don't need to tell you what looks good and bad. You can just tell.
I'm sure I could tell. I was at the park with my daughter the other day and got talking to a very friendly couple who turned out to be South African. And they were very impressed that I managed to pick out their accent over instead of just calling them Kiwis. And I was trying to like suss out what kind of white South African emigre they were by just being like, oh yeah, you hear some stuff about South Africa sometimes, don't you? I mean, you know, I saw about, that guy, Julius, who was shouting about killing a load of people a few years ago. What do you think of that then? Just like throwing out little feelers like that to see where they land.
And what was their responses?
Vague.
English. That's it.
Yeah, I didn't get to the bottom of it. Still gonna. I'm still investigating right now.
Oh, so you are they have... nearby to you? Can you see them regularly?
Yeah. I think we exchanged numbers at the end of it, and said we're going to get some play dates going. That's far too kind. That's far too.
I know it looks. The problem is, the guy on the right looks too cool and like sort of straight jawed.
Too kind, except to Blamblast. Why is
I this? Bear in mind, this isn't mine. This is 90. Just something someone sent me, but I think he may have used. I'm worried he used AI for this, and if he did, I'm going to slap him.
Definitely.
Yeah, this feels very AI. But yes, yeah.
Chat, do better, chat. Come on.
I'm probably going to organize some play dates with these guys, with this couple, because their daughter was around the same age as my daughter. I'm going to slowly figure it out, because I'm very well aware through people like you and other South Africans that I know, that despite the South Africa situation, there's loads of white shit libs in that country still around.
Yes. You can ask them what do they think of Hendrik Verwoerd and see what they say.
You're going to have to give me that name again.
There we are. Yeah, look, 90.
We love him. He was a great man.
Yes, he was the architect of apartheid.
Ah, or do you want me to just drop in like I'm just at a play date and just like in the middle of a random conversation? So, them blacks, eh? What do you think of them? And just see how that goes.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could just say, I have a South African friend and he told me about this guy. What's your opinion of him? And if that's like, what did your friend say about him? And just say, oh, he's saying his praises left, right, and center.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to drop just like, my friend's incredibly racist and just hope for the best. Just hope for the
way you say his name is quite amusing, though. I couldn't say it like that.
What, the way I say his name?
Hmm.
Well, that's because that's how it's pronounced. I'm still Afrikaans at the end of the day, so I still pronounce certain names in Afrikaans ways.
Say it again for us.
Like, Verwoerd.
Verwoerd.
Yeah.
Two syllables.
Yeah,
Two syllables.
We have a mix of German, French, and Dutch names. So we've learned to roll our R's and pronounce French V's and W's. Yeah, we've got like, for example, like one of our rugby players was a guy by the name of François Hooghart. And none of you fuckers will ever be able to pronounce that.
Listen, you're on a stream with a bunch of Englishmen. The only like we're just going to pronounce.
Yeah, that's my point.
Excuse me. I would like to say I'm not a my base Little Englander. I study other languages, so I could probably get them. Sorry to be that wanker.
What do you mean, Fanga Ho Ha?
This is very gay hat.
I know, but I'm sorry, but I'm, you know.
I'm cultured. Ooh,
I'm not having it. I hate this. I hate, fucking French, fucking woo. Like,
Bango.
You know, hate
what was the guy's name again?
Never gone in for it. Hendrik.
Which one? Hendrik Verwoerd. Yeah, hold on. Let me just see if I can spell his name correctly.
Verwoerd?
No. V. It starts with a V. Hendrik.
Yeah.
Hendrik.
Yeah.
Hey, with a K.
Hendrik.
With a K. No.
Hendrik Lamar.
Fuck that. Yeah.
That's it.
There.
That's me. Where is this?
What's that? Brave
there
Search.
Brave Search.
No, Brave is my default. Yeah, Brave is my default.
Verwoerd.
Yeah, Verwoerd.
Are you saying Kendra? Fair enough. He doesn't like. He supports apartheid.
Well, yeah, I have to say the big problem with all the apartheid era leaders was that if you actually read their
fact that they were stabbed by lunatics.
No. It's that actually they weren't really spiritually quote unquote right wing. They were liberals who happened to be racists.
That's kind of true.
A lot of these quote right wing leaders is that they are global homo liberals who just don't like blacks. That's it. That's the only qualification.
We'll have to find a way to manage them in reality.
Well, the blacks just don't have our values variety, are they?
They kind of were. Like, because this guy in particular. Sorry.
Go on. His main way was just to say, you want segregation because these people are not like us and they can't be like us. They have their own cultures, their own values. And in order for them to not overlap and basically get diluted, it's better to just grow people on their own merits and their own grounds, like quite literally. And that was basically his philosophy, which is completely fucking insane. He basically just said, have nation state borders with people. That's basically his philosophy.
Yeah.
Very sane.
He tried to do this. In my opinion, it was never going to work. The whole plan with the Bantustans, which kind of internally divided the country up into little ethno states, wasn't going to work. Wasn't a practical plan. And also because if you actually examine he's remembered in the West as the biggest evil, like this evil Herr German even professor doctor coming to kill all the blacks. If you actually read the books on politics and philosophy he wrote, which I have. He's a liberal. He sincerely believed that in a few hundred years, the blacks would be on the advanced same level as the whites. He's not he just thought it would take longer.
He's not Madison Grant, no.
Western liberal, no. But funnily enough, his successor John Vorster, who is more remembered as a kind of sort of vaguely less sort of evil, more kind of business minded guy. He'd actually been in the Nazi organization in the war. He was a member of the, Ossifer Brandweg? Or I can't remember now which organization, but openly pro-Nazi affiliation when he was young. But he was also he was one of these members of the Afrikaner elite who just didn't really see apartheid as was going to last much longer. He's like, we can't keep this going. Also, because if you were a business elite, an Afrikaner, a white owner of a mine or farms or whatever, they basically came together and sold the poor Afrikaners out. Because they realized that if they ended apartheid, nothing would change for them. They already lived with security in their mansions and, you know, had to go around in armored convoys and stuff. So it was like, well, doesn't make a difference to us. So yeah, as I say, they sold the poor whites out and ended apartheid, and basically they handed over to Mandela, and they've let the blacks have a kind of pretend like toy parliament ever since, when basically the economic foundation of the country is still there. It's a bunch of Afrikaners who own mines and factories. That's the actual story. That's what never gets told. It's not to do with like racism or the, you know, with this system or that system. It's just, let's find a slightly easier way to run this country, and we'll just sell out the poor chuds on
pretend
the ground.
Pretend otherwise, yeah.
Yeah.
People work deal. Hard, have to be deal. Dispossessed again. Whoops.
Yeah.
Well.
I do quite like this this image of us sat there with the giant face of Hendrik Fervoort just towering over us.
I promise I won't get political in the pub.
It is quite funny to me that he is considered this insane, like, racist boogeyman, and then you actually read him, you're like, oh, he just sounds like the most, like, he just sounds like a very sensible shitlib in many ways.
He's just a shitlib that liked low crime areas.
He's an idealist, actually, more than anything else.
On
what you were talking about, Hat, some of the stuff that I've read about the South African situation, which was not as much as that you have read, but basically I've read that all of those mine owners and business owners that you're talking about are doing the same. We're doing the same thing that we're experiencing over here now, where we've got apartheid for all of the blacks, but we're still going to employ them to do all of the jobs that we don't want to employ people who'd ask for more money to do.
Well, part of the kind of implicit contradictions of apartheid was that you were mandated to pay blacks less than whites. So if you're a business owner, why would you hire the whites,
sense.
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah, just hire blacks. If you can't, like, obviously, you know.
Yeah. If it's just going to be basic manual labor and stuff, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, the
guy that I read was basically like, yeah, the apartheid was stupid and made no sense.
Well, one of the most interesting quote unquote right wing, I know, you know, you could probably argue that term, people was Thomas Sowell, because he basically studied the laws that apartheid, the apartheid system had put in place. And
I did read that as well.
He said, he said, well, basically, apartheid isn't real because there's no way any of this can be applied on the ground level, right? There is no feasible way that for a guy to go, like, down the street into a shop if he's, like, mixed race, he has to show three different levels of identification and have applied for a pass that week, right? There's no way this is actually being enforced. It's just silly, right? And by all accounts, he was right. Like, yeah, the laws broadly existed and were enforced, but on a micro level, it just like you're not going to have that level of segregation between groups. It's just
I've not read that work of Sol's. That sounds interesting. Although mentioning Sol, I'll have to find it somewhere. But I do find it funny that finding a lot of Sol's, like reading through a lot of Sol's stuff, I get the implicit feeling from a lot of Sol's stuff that he's kind of yearning for segregation. He's like, man, he's like, man, we were so much more sensible and we had our heads screwed on so much better when we just didn't have all of these white guys making us retarded.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is, if you look at it from a certain point of view, a bit like South Africa, the end of segregation in America was the quote unquote elite class of America selling out the poor class of America, both black and white. Effectively, because both the lower class whites and lower class blacks were the ones who ended up suffering, whites in particular. But
it certainly was. I also personally see it as just part of the general Cold War initiative, where the Soviets are going up to all of these newly decolonized African countries. You don't want to go with America. America's racist, and so America just like screws over all of the white working class. Gives them civil rights and the Civil Rights Act and goes, look, guys, we're not racist anymore. See, team up with us instead.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... If you want a really interesting piece of work on this, specifically that one year, that 1961, where a lot of African countries got independence, and Lumumba in particular, who was Prime Minister of the Congo, there's a film called Soundtrack to a Coup d'Etat. There's no commentary. It's just a few interviews and a lot of archive... footage and a really, really good jazz soundtrack. Because a lot of it is to do with the use of jazz as a weapon. America was like sending, there was literally an album called Ambassador Satchmo, and they sent Louis Armstrong out to the Congo to like do a charm offensive because they were terrified about all these countries going over to the Soviet Union. So they did this, oh look, we're not racist, Louis Armstrong's got a trumpet and we like him, you know, sort of thing. It was, yeah, it's bizarre, but it's a really good little film. It's made by a leftist, so it's got some sort of slightly shit-libby woke aspects to it, but other than that,
if it's good, it's good stuff. Yeah, soundtrack to a coup d'état. I'll check that out. Thank you.
Excellent film. It's an excellent film. Really well made.
The annoying thing is, I do recognize to a certain extent that like jazz was used as a cultural weapon, but at the same time, I really like a lot of jazz.
You and I would get on very well over that because I'm a solid jazz enjoyer. In fact, it's pretty much my number one. Like, because I've never been able to get into rock or metal or anything like that. So it's always just been jazz for me.
I'm not like a connoisseur of jazz or anything, but what I have heard, I tend to really enjoy. And I am a rock and metal guy, but it might just be the music nerd within me that can just appreciate all the weird harmonic and time signature stuff that's going on with it. Yeah. And I can listen to it and go, you know, there's really interesting stuff that goes on. Hey, listen, Scrump.
You're a blues guy.
Doot! Doot!
The doots have doot. Soul, brother.
Yeah, they do. I mean, if you're interested in the like late classical music as well, early trad jazz. I'm more of a. I appreciate all jazz, but I'm in the jazz world. There's a traditional like 50-50 split between the modernists and or there's lots of different slang words for them. But like you got modernists and you got traditionalists. Traditionalists are called moldy figs. I'm a very big moldy fig. Because I appreciate the trad stuff more than the modern stuff in general. The early jazz guys, like both white and black, and many other races as well, actually, were just doing like they're all heavily classically trained. They'd all gone to, you know, church funded music schools and like conservatories and all this kind of thing. They were just experimenting with Liszt-esque piano and this kind of thing.
That's the thing, Scrump, is you have this, frankly, bigoted meme up on screen at the moment, you fear the lack of rules. No, the beauty of jazz is the guys playing it so clearly know all of the rules and know just how to break them in the perfect way, the way they can shift harmony from one bar to another. So, you know,
jazz is Nietzschean. Jazz is making your own musical morality.
I just think this is frankly an ignorant meme that you have up on screen right now.
fine. I'm gonna jazz your meme for you. There you go.
I'll
get the picture up. There we go. I'll get the spirit of jazz up.
Yeah, you didn't have to post my doc scrum, but fine. I'll go with it.
That's right. Hat is named for his constantly flaming hat. This is true.
It's true. I'm actually not a real person. I'm a Haitian voodoo spirit that was accidentally summoned to Wales instead of Haiti. So I live here. Like, no, I've just carried on.
He's the spirit of jazz, folks.
He's the spirit of the valley.
Spirit, yeah. Dick the darkie.
When you're in the valley at night, some say that you can hear the haunting sound of a trumpet going doot in the distance.
Yeah.
Well, he could be Welsh. He could be the same kind of Welshman as Rag Nationalist.
What, Libyan? I don't think that's a type of. I don't know how good your geography is, but Libya is not part of Wales. Not at least not yet.
Silly me.
Listen. Scrooge told me he was from where? As far as Scrump's concerned, anywhere outside of Lancashire is Wales, right?
Bloody foreigners.
They'll tell you where you know you're in a foreign part of Britain when they look at you funny when you ask for chips and gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but see, you'd quite like Wales then, because we have chips and gravy. It's only London in the south that doesn't have gravy.
Wales gets a pass.
Wales is spiritually northern, I feel.
Yeah, I brand the Welsh spiritual northerners.
I agree with though. I think that is actually true. It's more we're more like the north than the south generally.
Yeah, I always get along with the Welsh whenever I'm there, so you know.
Ooh, boy, yeah, it's good.
I mean, the thing about Wales being poor as well, you have to remember it is genuinely truly poor. It's the third poorest area in Europe, actually, I believe.
When I was a few years ago, I went there. I went there for my birthday, and I was near Aberystwyth, and I took a drive into the valleys. And you find some like really beautiful but very, very quite deprived places out in the sticks in Wales.
I think a lot of British people will be shocked to hear that there are like Slovenia levels of poor in their country.
Yeah,
you know, like
they're not just poor, they're Euro poor.
Yeah, like people drive through some rough council states and they're like, oh yeah, this is about as poor as Britain gets. It's like drive around some of the abandoned towns in the valleys. It's shocking. It's bits of house have fallen away and there's people living in it with eight kids type poverty. And it never gets mentioned. No one ever talks about it. It's never in the media. Like, it just exists and we ignore it. It's very odd.
And also the people who live there are all fundamentally like good people as well, is the thing. They don't let it get them down from what I've seen.
It does depend. You do get some really like rough areas that are also poor, but roughness tends to come with a little bit more affluence. Roughness is when they can buy cheap cars and cheap tellies and that sort of thing. A lot of the really sad places in Wales are, well, one, also they're all completely ethnically Welsh. Like there aren't even any English people there. It's just Welsh. It's bad. I mean, yeah, this is something of an example.
Meanwhile,
because you can see these houses are a bit newer. But yeah, it's poor. But there is also wealth. Like I grew up in quite a nice area, but you go 5 miles down the road and there was this. Like it was on the edge of the valley, so
yeah, it's all
mixed together.
There's some family friends we used to have living in a very nice old farmhouse and we're kind of retiring to Wales to LARP as farmers basically. But they said that even the village they were in, even though it was a relatively nice one, was very poor in places. They were quite shocked how poor some people were.
Really poor.
Like, you think you've seen poor people. Boy, they're properly poor. It's proper Dickensian poverty.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is. It do be like that. Do be like that.
They just need a McDonald's for more global homogeneity.
Have they tried? Have Have they tried pulling up their bootstraps?
Fucking hell, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I mean,
shit, we got to ring them up and tell them this, Harry. Why haven't they done this?
Pat, have you considered there is no alternative?
No, there isn't, is there? No. I mean, at the end of the day, I love the free market, man. I love Mrs. Thatcher. You know, I love capitalism, and I love having everything based on commodification. And
I mean, basically, what you have to accept is if you're in a deprived area, it's just because you're just like natural scum, really.
You haven't worked hard enough. Yeah. You should have.
These days,
the only
weird.
Thing that matters is return on investment.
So I've just seen someone in chat just going, "Someone write that down. Write that one down. Genius new economic theory.
Oh, the Van Wilder, but yeah.
This is it. Like, South Africa was one of the examples that actually convinced me that in order to be truly right wing, you can't just like not be a libertarian. You have to kind of hate the idea of capitalism as a societal system as well. Like trade, private property, of course, those are all fine. But it's like the minute you're getting into like stocks and markets, it's like, no, this is evil. Sorry, it's not like computer says no.
you're absolutely right. Rory's recently got me into into Trotsky's godson himself, Michael Hudson, and it's really even more so than I already was, really radicalizing me against any form of like finance capitalism, man. It has to die.
I would have them shot.
It is such a corrupt and despotic system. And just the fact that.
We are communists here, guys. For those listening,
literally a communist.
I'm literally a communist.
The fact that a bunch of people that you've never heard of can take a load of fake money and then bet it on whether your economy lives or dies and then make more fake money off of it and live the most affluent life that you've ever heard while the world burns around them. Fuck it. Just kill it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I believe in nationalism and determination for individual peoples, but I also believe in socialism to a certain degree. But,
Has there ever been anything that comes? We're not allowed
to put those two things together. The elite get really angry when you combine those two ideologies for some reason.
Put the lime with the coconut.
I would drink them both up. No, because it gives you stomachache, as the song says. I would also suggest anyone who's missed out in their journey into being right wing, who's missed out on kind of classical Marxist stuff, because people obviously tend to just skip that for obvious reasons. Read it. It's all really interesting. Like Marx, Capital, Engels, Trotsky, less so because he's a bit more of a weird internationalist-y, like shit-lib left. You have to distinguish between like traditional Marxism and like left Marxism, because Lenin Trotsky's hated shit. Like left deviationist. Yeah, like skip all the guys that go like weird and it's like early woke basically. But Gramsci, he's basically like he's just a left Schmittian. He's just like we just need power sort of thing. A lot of the quote unquote like weird French post Marxists, like Deleuze in particular, I would say Foucault, all these people we just meme them as like, oh, they were weird like communist like pedos that did weird
stuff.
These guys completely perfectly diagnosed what was going on with Western society.
Well, these Quavers, my boy.
They diagnosed.
It's got to that part of the
that's been. That... That's been the trick of like the center-right conservative types to stigmatize these people by just like building that fence around anything that isn't just like kind of free market capitalist conservatism. You don't want to talk about that. You want to go straight to Hayek. If you read anything like this, then you're just going to be wasting your time. Like that's the James Lindsay counterinsurgency against anybody reading these people, because they'll just make too much sense. And then you'll turn into a screeching blue-haired college student.
Yeah, you're not allowed to read that. The problem is though that like it's I don't mind some of the fruits of modernity. Sometimes you do want a pack of Quavers, you know. You do wake up some days thinking, you know what? Maybe I'll have a small pack of Quavers, maybe once a month. But you know,
the third Quaver is immoral?
Yeah.
Who says that the proletariat will not be able to provide you with your state-mandated Quavers, comrade?
That's true. There will be
in a kind of British North Korea. There will be quavers. There will be like there will be a factory. You know how when the revolution came to Cuba, they took over all the tobacco plantations and cigar factories, but they kept the same, basically like the lower level staff stayed, and they kept all the brands and all the packaging and all the different like connoisseur aspects. So you'd still get like beautiful Stilton cheese, for example. You would still get beautiful English beer. You'd just be forbidden from owning like, you know, brains like a megacorp brewery or like spoons or something.
What
also,
is that?
Bloody hell. That's a fall, isn't it?
It's just a Daily Star.
My question is, why does the dog have the quavers in the first place?
It's the Daily Sport. It's a classic Daily Sport cover.
I swear to God, like, people think that shitposting is perfected. You will never shitpost like the Sunday Sport front page.
No.
Yeah.
You're right.
I just,
be that good.
It is the finest Sunday Sport headline. There's something so perfectly like puerile about "Now I suck off dogs for quavers." That's a headline.
I think my favorite one of these is "Find the bastard who shat down my chimney." That's a great headline.
Yes,
homeowner in flu poo horror. That's what it says.
Oh, I tend to go to my local and every Sunday and take a photo of the Sunday Sport. Let me see if I can find some of the more recent ones. I was spamming them in chat a while back. Oh, what's this one? Starmer Llama stole poor orphan's sausages.
Starmer Llama.
Starmer Llama.
Starmer Llama.
He is. There's a llama and another Starmer Llama. Do you remember that one? Remember that song?
It's literally just a llama that has a quiff.
There he is.
There we go. I love the grievance guy stood at the beginning, like it stood at the front there, just like, oh, my chimney's been shut down.
I've got my annoyed face on.
have you seen, there is a Reddit page called r/compoface, and it's British people in news articles looking like they're owed compensation just endlessly. we are good at that as a country.
I mean,
r/compoface.
There's the absolute here's classic.
Here's a good one.
Oh. I love the guy's face. Look at the guy's face on in the middle there. Like he just
the side of his face.
Yeah. Oh god.
I found one from April that I took a photograph of. Our Billy thinks he's Trump and his bedroom's a war zone. And he's like,
oh, I remember that one.
Billy is 10. What's he doing?
Billy's gone to war with a neighboring house somehow. We don't
know. I'll send one or two to the chat that I can find.
These are all good.
Here you go.
It's there we go. Good, good, good.
Bummed for burgling.
Bummed for burgling.
By 10, paints his face orange, throws urine at foreigners. Shouts scumpy. It's absolute Chad. Spits.
You know that
fired catapult at Mexican dog.
But the best part is that you're expecting the kid to look like Trump and he doesn't even look like him a little bit. It's just
no, he doesn't.
That's the
I love that he managed in England to find a Mexican doctor just to fire catapults
at
him.
What did he? Yeah. throws urine at foreigners.
Like, he pre-bottle it or?
Yeah, it's like that TF2 weapon, like the
jar.
Yeah, it's a jar of piss. 30, yeah.
I've sent another good one.
Let's have a look at this one. We're just going over Daily Sport. Oh, here we go. Oh no! Ooh. I suppose it doesn't. You can't really dress like Ian Watkins, can you? That's just emo dress.
Sent home from school after
dressing like
Rolf
Harris.
Can you tell it?
What the hell's that on the bottom left? We found a dead.
You
look like
Frankie Boyle.
What the fuck?
It's the best newspaper in the country.
Do not stockpile lust.
I'm sorry, they buried the lead. We found a dead tramp in their airing cupboards. Pretty good. I just like the concise. I bet that actually fucking happened too.
I saw one in News 8 costume. It was about a woman who. She ate so many pies she exploded. That was pretty bad. Yeah, like sort of Mr. Creosote style.
Miss guilty of sex with teen lads. Oh, where was she when I were at school?
Hey, lucky bastards.
Nice of them to get a photo of like her tit clearly visible.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone goes, whoa! See, this is it. This is proper pub chat. Just us going through the Sunday sport. We should just do this every week.
Yeah. You see, I've not That's found that. Idea, actually, I found an old headline.
I'll do the Sunday sport update.
Pie explodes, divesting woman of all her hair. Housewife also receives burns on the face.
Of language.
Fuck.
As she peeps at pastry. Cleveland.
This was this some kind of Looney Tunes sketch where literally all of her hair just gets blown off?
No, you have to remember, Harry, I've actually spoken to old people who have said that America before Kennedy got elected actually looked and felt like Looney Tunes. So you would have, you know, you would have cigars exploding and like people getting flattened by pianos and stuff all the time. All the time.
If you went near the edge of a cliff, gravity would be optional for a few seconds.
That's right. Yeah. You'd actually have to be given a sign that said, oh no, you could hold up before you fell. Yeah, it was a totally different
government
time, Harry.
Provided.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I mean, God, if only we hadn't, you know, if America hadn't declined. The world we could have been living in.
Yeah, Acme would have taken over the world by now. Yeah,
they'd be like the megacorp.
Oh, God.
He looks a bit like John Cleese. He looks like an even more twisted John Cleese, yeah.
John Cleese after 10 days of drinking.
Not my angel delight.
No, but look at all the ones around it as well.
No.
Cannibal Goes Vegan. It's Greta Thunberg's latest convert.
What?
Cannibal Goes Vegan.
Most unlikely convert.
Now climate change loons claim going for a plop causes global warming. Just stop soil.
Builder fights Horror. Himself Builder naked fight. In duck pond.
Yeah. Space alien spike my angel delight.
I mean, there's only one explanation.
This is the top selling place to stop selling paper in your guys' country.
My friend in the chat says John Cleese meets Joseph Fritzl. That's exactly what he looks like. That's exactly what he looks like.
It's the Cleese Fritzl hybrid.
Now come on, dear, get in the basement.
Oh, I don't want to get in the basement.
Get in the basement, come on, and you will.
Sybil. Sybil.
It's just like John. It's just like John Cleese and everyone in drag.
Yeah. What if I were to come at you with a banana?
Oh, hey, don't put me in the cellar, Fritzl.
It's just Eric Idle in a dress. Years.
Oh, yeah. It's Eric Idle. Yeah. Oh, I've been down here 27 years.
Get down in the basement, AD. Nudge, wink, wink.
I've spent 20 years building this dungeon, and I'm not going to not use it now. Come on.
Oh, when I said it, I already bought the dungeon. I thought, well, he's already bought the dungeon.
Oh, no. Nobody expects Joseph Fritzl.
Good.
Oh, God. Dear Lord.
Nobody does expect Joseph Fritzl. Right, we're coming to the end of our...
yeah,
about
think,
our
overcast I think...
here.
It's getting good. It's just getting good. I don't want to leave.
I think we've peaked. I think we've peaked. Joseph we'll come Fritzl back next time with more Sunday sports covers for everybody.
Ah, now we'll do one last show. Come on, guys. Show where you guys are. Well, we got the bubble
all right,
screen.
Go on lotuseaters.com, and I got reactionary reading lore in for an interview where we kind of shredded Restore. Go and watch that. It was a really interesting discussion.
We should do a cooking stream at some point. We should spread chicken instead.
Do a live cooking show.
No, do go and watch that, though. That'll be a good one, because I know that it's been, oh my goodness, has that been such a farce. So do go and check that one out. We should do some food-related thing on this at some point.
There's someone in the chat shilling for Calvin Robinson.
Oh,
right. You know what? That's it.
Someone's
over.
Ban him. Ban him, John.